Hey, you guys, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. I know you don't have to tell me. You are having an awesome, a fabulous, guess what, and a marvelous day. I know. People say, Dr. Sunday, why you always say it? I say it because you are in your purpose. Well, it don't look like I'm in my purpose, Dr. Sunday. Yes, you are, because it's a process in the whole thing. You actually got to, like I always say, you got to believe, you got to trust, and you got to walk it out. You actually got to go through ups and downs. All of us have to do that before we can actually say, wait a minute. You look around, guess what? You're in your purpose. But that's just the way life is. And what we do here at Good Deeds, we actually help you share your message with the world. We help you shine your light to the world. And people say, what is the light, Dr. Sunday? The light is your dreams, your goals, your passions, and, of course, your destiny in life. The reason you were actually created. Yes, you will find out what it is. So don't worry. It will happen, okay? You know, I'm a big component of having mentors and coaches. Yes, when you get the right one, and you will know the right one when you actually have that peace with that person, when you actually, it's sort of like a, in the Bible, or Elizabeth and Mary moment, it will leap, something will leap inside that you know you're in the right place when you're around the right people. But you know your dreams, you know, that's the question that people wrote in today. And it goes so wonderfully to what we're going to talk about today as well. One lady asked me, she said, Dr. Sunday, how do you know when you sit idle that you, you know, you always think about something. You always think about, and they tend to be a similar thing. And I said, well, we actually got to walk through it to see, because that's probably your passion. And your passion is things that's easily achievable. So for somebody, that may be a website. For some other people, that may be, you know, actually a minister. Some other people, that may be a mechanic. Some other people, it actually may be a hair care professional. And sometimes we do a lot of different things. But the thing is, the big umbrella of the thing is that you want to help people, you want to assist people, you want to transform people. That's the key. You know, it's a side effect, if you want to say it, if a byproduct of actually having the money. Yeah, if you do the right thing, guess what? The money will not run you down, but it will take you over, okay? But your dreams. Ooh, powerful about your dreams. Your dreams are very important. And the three things I wanted to tell her is, you know, you got to be compassionate and love what you do. You got to love it because you got to actually do it. I tell people you have to do it when if you don't get paid, but when the money comes, you're happy with the money, okay? And then you have to be consistent and you have to be authentic. You got to be those things, and it will actually be effortless. See, that's the key. But that's what, lo and behold, that's what we're talking about today. We're actually going to talk about several things, but we're going to talk about your dreams. And what are you waiting on? I mean, why are you not in your dream? We have an awesome young man. He's a minister, a counselor, radio host, so many other things, a relationship coach, I mean, life coach, a lot of things. And he's going to tell us. He's going to get us straight, so y'all better be ready, right? So we want to welcome the Good Deeds, none other than the fabulous, the marvelous, the amazing Gregory McKinney. Are you there?
I am here. Thank you, Dr. Renee. Man, you are having church already. Wow. Your energy is just off the charts. This is going to be good. I can already tell. I can feel it.
Well, amazing. I just love yours as well. It just, you know, I just open my mouth and it flows, so that's amazing. But, you know, tell us a little bit, because, you know, of course, I always tip the iceberg on things. Tell us a little bit more about yourself and the things that you bring to this amazing world.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having me, and I'm excited to speak to your audience today. As you said, I am a life and relationship coach, and what I consider what I do, who say, what do you do, and I don't really like to give titles and anything. I say that I am a Christ-centered self-empowerment person. I am about my Father's business. And so whenever someone interacts with me, I'm about my Father's business. I'm here on a mission to help you reach your calling and your purpose. So I unapologetically believe that the Bible is the foundation. It is the source. It is our supernatural power, Gatorade, if you will. It is all that we need. And so I think no other place has the depth, the resources, or the span to put us back on track like the Bible. So I am a Christ-centered self-empowerment counselor is what I consider myself to do. I've been counseling now and married couples for a little bit over 10 years. I do premarital counseling. I do marriage counseling and also a public speaker. I enjoy going to the schools and I speak to students about self-esteem and having good morals and values and the things that will take them far in life. And so basically, Dr. Renee, you know, wherever I'm needed, I go.
No, I love it. I love it. I said, let me write that down. I like that what you said. Because, you know, you're right. I don't like the titles, but, Lord, people, you got to, you know, they be wanting you to say this,
yeah.
that, and that. And I sometimes
yeah.
I turn around
yeah.
real quick, Gregory, and say, who are they talking about?
yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah.
But I wanted to ask you this because you hit on some powerful things that we need in this season. You know, when you
sure.
say that you go to the different schools and talk about self-esteem, because a lot of people have
mm-hmm.
dealt
mm-hmm.
with the self-esteem concern. And you know what happens. It stems to our adults and our business, our relationship. Talk
mm-hmm.
about that a little bit. How you, when you go into the schools, what are you imparting into the young people? Because we truly need it.
Yeah. You know what? I believe low self-esteem is one of the enemy's greatest weapons against us today. And just like you said, it starts out when we're kids. And if the enemy can tell you when you're a little boy or a little girl, you're not good enough, you're not pretty enough, you're not smart enough, or you're not capable. Look at your mother. She never went to college. Look at your dad. He never made a lot of money. Then he can already stop your fruits before you plant the seed. And so what I try to do is to tell children that, number one, before anybody put a label on you, before your mama and daddy named you, before anybody had an opinion about you, God already had a purpose for you. And so I try to get them in the mindset of defining themselves not by these earthly accoutrements and status symbols and cars and clothes, but to get to know that your alignment for success is up and down. It's not to the left and to the right of you. It is your relationship with God. And so there is a unique ability. You know, we call them gifts and we call them talents. But I like to say there's a God magic inside of you. And what God wants you to do is to use that thing that he gave you and to just make it the best it can be. You know, you let Michael Jordan be Michael Jordan. You can let Alicia Keys be Alicia Keys. But you be you, because nobody has that magic like you do. And so, and that's the thing. The devil tries to steal our magic, our God magic, when we're young. And then when we get old and we get in our 30s and our 40s, we've already given up before we even tried. And that's the sad thing about it. So many people have so much potential inside of them, but they've already allowed the devil to stop them. I tell you this, one thing I don't want to happen is I get to the end of my life and someone says to me, wow, you had so much potential. That would be disastrous, mm-hmm. I believe. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. And you're right. You're right. You know, I heard I can't remember who said this, but, you know, they was, I think I want to say Les Brown may have said it. You know the year and the date that you were born. And then, of course, we don't know when we're going to actually pass on from this earth. But the key is that
mm-hmm.
little dash they're going to put in the middle, make sure you actually
yeah.
do not hold back, do not cave in. You
yeah.
make that dash a powerful dash.
yeah. Yeah, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. You only get one life, you know, and you don't get to drag a U-Haul to the funeral home, so you don't get to take any of this with you. But what you can establish and what you can control is your legacy. Whose life did you impact? Whose life did you change? What will people say about you when you're gone? But most importantly, when you see God, will he say, well done? That's what we should be working for.
Mm.
You know, who cares about who's got the best jewelry? Now, don't get me wrong. A lot of money is nice. I'm not going to turn down a check. I'm going to keep it real. However, I do understand that God's blessings are greater than money.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. I agree. But, you know, let me, you know, because you said the self-esteem and then, you know, the other thing you actually wonderfully do is life coaching and relationship coaches. And then, because I know, I think I heard a quote saying that all of us have an issue, and I'm going to say an issue or a concern as we grow up. I think it was almost 98%, and they said they would love to meet those people that had the 2%. We all have had a challenge or something in life that tries to halt us in our call and our purpose in life. You know, the wonderful things you do with life, you know, life coaching, relationship coach, how can we, because, you know, we always say 98% of us got something, you know, but how do you, in your awesome programs and services that you do, that you kind of get us out of that? But keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, we have to get his products and service. He's just going to tell us a piece of it that we actually can know how he used his platform to help us.
Sure. Thank you. You know what? One of the things I tell my clients is this. I want you to stop looking at that wound, at that pain, as a scar. And I want you to start looking at it now as your sword. So many people look at the bad stuff in their life. Yes, I didn't have a father growing up. I don't have a lot of money. Or, you know, I had to go through cancer or I lost my home. You know what? The truth of the matter is that bad times are going to happen to us all. The Bible says, count it all joy when you fall into diverse trials. That means sooner or later, you're going to have a bad day. Sooner or later, you're going to catch it. But God is so purposeful in everything that he does. Nothing happens to you by mistake. If it happened to you, that means God had a use for it. He had a purpose for it. So that scar is not a scar at all. It's a sword. So what you want to do now, if you didn't grow up with a father, let's turn that scar into a sword. Use your experiences now to help fight for the little boys and little girls who don't have a father growing up. If your scar was you lost your house, then you learn financial planning and turn that scar into a sword so where you can help other people protect their homes. If you made it through cancer, I tell you what, it's a sad, sickening shame for anybody to come through a battle like cancer or repossession of a home or growing up like a father and not help anybody else. God has given you a sword, not a scar. And so that's just a little tidbit. If you want more, you're going to have to call me up and we can work. But we have to sometimes shift our mindsets and know that, God, if you brought me through it, then you intend for me to use it. That's what we should be focused on.
Now I'm laughing. I love that. Oh, that is powerful. Oh my God. Because we get stuck in it, and I've heard other people say, you know, your pain is your purpose, and we have to just get out of that rut. You know, wow. I mean, I love it. Do you do one-on-one coaching, or do you do group coaching, or it kind of depends on the setting?
Sure. Most of the clients I work with are couples, so a lot of what I do is relationship stuff. But I do have individual clients that I work with as well, one-to-one, and that is really a joy because unlike couples, you can focus on that one person, you can go deeper. You don't have to share your time with someone else. It can be all about you, and we can go deep, and we can help uproot all of those weeds that don't need to be there anymore.
Mm-mm. Now I have to ask you this question because I have a lot of my clients say this too, and then especially when it comes to grief. And you know, people, we want stuff like a microwave. We want to order our food in one door and go to the next door, and we be you know. And I'm saying, of course, God does the suddenly, but you know, when it comes to breaking those strongholds or something that we had in childhood, what can you tell someone of how long will it take or how long will I actually need to have a counselor or a coach in a particular area?
Yeah. You know what? You said something very profound. I think that, yes, a lot of people want quick fixes. They wanted it done yesterday. And a lot of us are so impatient that we get discouraged by the process. And when it comes to counseling and coaching and therapy, the truth is, Dr. Renee, the destination isn't really the focus. It's who you are becoming throughout the process. You know, for instance, I could drive you to a university. I can drive you to SMU, TCU, Morehouse. I can drive you to any college in the country. But if you're not prepared for it when you get there, then it's a waste of time. So what matters most is who you are before you get to your destination. And so a lot of times I like to encourage the clients to know that the deeper the hurt, maybe the longer the time it takes. But we're not concerned with how long it takes. We're just concerned about overcoming. We're concerned about your victory. We're concerned about your healing. And if that means it's going to take a year, then it's worth it. Because you know what? A year from now, you'd wish you started a year ago. So why don't we just jump on this train? Let's start the process so you can become the person that God wants you to be.
Mm-mm. That is so powerful. Now, another question that we, especially as believers, sometimes, especially comparing it to my parents' age, you know. What's your thoughts and what do you tell your clients? Because I'm sure this comes up in regards to the separation of church and state. And the reason I'm saying that, not really politics, but not really on the politics level, but in regards of the marketplace, you know, like you wonderfully do your coaching and the different, your radio hosts and all the different platforms you do besides being, you know, a minister. Well, what's your take on that? Because a lot of people say, well, you shouldn't be doing this. And then another person will say, yeah. But what's your thoughts on this? Because, of course, we know it's an individual decision.
Yeah, I get you. You know what? That sometimes is difficult for a lot of people because you want to, you're on fire for God on a Sunday, and then you're all cold as ice on Monday for God, and trying to keep that balance. You know, here's the deal, is that Jesus said it plainly. He said, if you're embarrassed of me in front of man, then I will be embarrassed of you in front of my Father. And here's the deal. I wouldn't want to get to the end of my journey and at the end of my day, and I see my children, say it's my last day here on earth 100 years from now, and I'm looking at my children and I say I was too afraid to be who God wanted me to be. You see, and that's the legacy I don't want to have. If I want to instill anything to anyone that matters to me, that I love, that I want them to feel free to go boldly in life and be who God wanted them to be. Because man here on earth, they don't have a heaven or hell to put you in. Now, it sometimes, now don't get me wrong, sometimes you do have to respect the environment you're in. I have worked in corporate America before, and I know sometimes people get uneasy and they get weird about saying God. I want to side note, Dr. Renee, just you and I here talking, just you and me, right? It's funny that people don't have a problem with you saying the word God. But when you say the word Jesus, it just messes people up for some reason. Like, people believe there's a, are okay with accepting there's a God. But when you say Jesus, that's what really upsets them. And so, now I'm going to get off of that little soapbox for a minute. But this is the deal. I'm living my life to please one God and to be an example for my family. And so that means that sometimes I'm not going to fit in. I'm going to stand out. I'm not going to be included with all the funny jokes, or I won't get invited to those luncheons or those parties. But I have to stand in my truth and say that who God wants me to be is greater than who the world wants me to be. And sometimes you just got to be bold and you just got to be fearless and say, I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to live for God anyway. And I think a lot of people, if you're having trouble with that, if you're struggling with that, then God is trying to push you to do more. Because if you feel like you want to do more for God, then guess what? God is asking you to do more. So that means you're going to have to push yourself out of those environments and get the confidence to wear your Christianity proudly, not offensively, not bashing anybody, but just unashamedly, unapologetically say, yes, I am a Christian, and I choose not to participate in these things. And that, and I'm rambling, and I don't mean to use up all our time here, but I think it goes down to you don't want to be afraid of being who God wants you to be.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. You know, it's kind of funny. Because people know I do anesthesia still, some, you know, part time. And a lot of times, and I'm not saying I avoid saying God, Jesus, but a lot of times the patients will say, "It's something about you." And then I actually go in and tell them a little bit more. I said that I'm a believer, da, da, da. You know, at that. But it's so amazing. The thing about it is what we mess up, I believe, is people are watching our action. It doesn't coincide with our mouth, and it doesn't coincide what we do on Wednesday night for Bible study and on Sunday for church.
You're absolutely right.
That's what really concerns. And this is not new, even with our history. James Baldwin said the same thing way back in the day. The most segregated time is at 11 o'clock or 10 o'clock on Sunday. So we still have to re-engage each other. Like I said before, we are brothers and sisters keeper, and we got to actually assist each other. But you know what I love about the platform you have, that you take us from the self-esteem concerns or the childhood concerns all the way up to what we have in regards of, you know, relationship, divorce. And the reason I'm saying that is because I want to give you the floor now. Follow you the floor because you're a radio host and you're a minister. You know how to go. Because what we're dealing with, and you know this better than I do, that unfortunately it's a lot of divorce, especially in the church. Mm-hmm. It's actually getting to the point that it's more in the church than not in the church. I just feel that someone is listening that having concern with that. And, of course, they will follow up with you to get your services with this. But what can you say to them right now? Just got through fussing, just got through whatever, and bring that back to where we're supposed to be. And then please follow that up with how we can contact you, of course, and how we can support you on social media.
Thank you. One of the things that breaks my heart is when Christians divorce. I hate it when anybody gets a divorce, but when Christians divorce, it is just a scheme and a lie from the enemy himself that makes us believe that we can't live in harmony. It was God's purpose and design for us to live in unity, to live in love, and to build families together. But then we live in a world now that is so carnal, that is so secular, that we actually consider it to be a position of right to say, I'm going to put myself first. I'm going to think about number one, and that's it. Well, let me tell you this. If you're in a marriage right now and you're struggling, you're having a hard time, you will never succeed if you think that you are number one. In a marriage, there's no such thing as a number one. There's only us, and there's an hour. You know, I tell my clients all the time, I say, love, marriage especially, is like a tennis match. You will never succeed until you learn how to serve well. I'll say that again. Marriage is like a tennis match. You will never succeed until you learn how to serve well. And that's what it is. Now, I'm speaking to those marriages right now who are going through a difficult time. And I know there are some extreme examples. If you're going through abuse of any kind, then you're in a different category. But for some of you out there, you just say, you know, Gregory, listen, it's not as fiery as it used to be. We lost our passion. We're not boyfriend and girlfriend anymore. Then you know what? Then that's your responsibility to turn that fire back up. And what there are ways for it to get done, because there are successful marriages out there. People are succeeding in their marriages. Children are growing up with both of their father and their mother together. The only thing is that we have this issue with pride, and pride prevents us from going out and saying, what did you do? How did you do it? because we don't want anyone to see our scars. We don't want anyone to know that we're suffering, and we suffer until we die. And that's only because pride has allowed us to kill ourselves, kill our marriages, and kill our families. You see, what the devil is doing right now, and we're letting him do it, he's destroying the foundation of the Christian home right now. There's no man to provide leadership. There's no wife to provide the compassion and love that their children need. And children are growing up, our leaders, our future leaders, doctors, lawyers, engineers, they're growing up without a sense of direction at all. They're just growing up thinking, well, mama said do this on weekdays, and then daddy said do this on weekends, so I'm stuck somewhere in the middle. No, we are growing up a confused generation because we're not getting our act together. Because we refuse to grow up and be adults and accept responsibility for our marriage and to look at ourselves and say, what's my responsibility in this and how can I make it better? You know what? I usually give these little tips when couples come into me, and I'll share it with your with your listening audience right now. Here are a couple of things that if you're going through anything, I'm going to give you guys this for free, so get a pen and paper, write it down. So number one, you should pray together daily. Number one, you should pray together daily, and I think most people know that. Most people know that, but we aren't doing it. It's kind of like everybody says you should eat right and exercise. Everybody knows that, but very few people do it. You should pray daily. You should date monthly. Weekly if you can. Weekly is perfect, but you should have at least one date every month. And this is what I tell my couples to do. So any kids are listening, you may want to put it on mute for just a second. I believe, and I encourage and this works for my married couples, should shower together at least 3 times a week. I make that a prescription. I make that a requirement for my married couples. 3 times a week, you shower together. And what that does is that creates the atmosphere for intimacy. It's not about sex. It's about going back to the Bible. They were naked and not ashamed. And so you are in front of each other. You are defenseless. You're bare, and so it just forces the opportunity for intimacy. Not necessarily, now you're married, you can do it if you want to, but not necessarily physical intimacy, but that emotional intimacy. When you ask your spouse, how was your day, and you're nude in the shower, it's a different kind of tone. It just kind of brings you a little bit closer together. And then the fourth thing you should do, you both should have a shared hobby. If you both should go to a cooking class together, you should both take up pottery together. You should have an interest that you both come together to do together, which will build and strengthen your marriage. Last thing I'm going to say about all this, you know, the topic of our show is this, your dreams are waiting on you. And that is significant and important because a lot of us are sitting by waiting on God to move. We're waiting on God, but God is really waiting on us, saying, I've given you everything that you need. I just need you to get moving. When Moses was in front of the Red Sea and Pharaoh's army was behind him and the Red Sea was in front of him, what God said to him, what's in your hand? He said, I've already given you everything you need to succeed. You just need to use what I've given you. And so, listen, your marriage, your kids, your finances, your health, you're not waiting on God. God's waiting on you. God's waiting on you to do some work with what he's already giving you. God said, I give you the power to give wealth, to get wealth. That means I've given you the tools, the resources, the knowledge. He's now saying, look, you aren't waiting on your dreams. Your dreams, they're waiting on you. That's what I got. That's my word.
Wow. And we approve this message. Oh, my God, that's so powerful.
That's right.
Oh, God. Oh, Gregory, please tell us how we can continue this conversation with you and with your products and services and how we can support you on social media as well.
Thank you. Well, hey, look, I am Gregory Inspires on all social media platforms, Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook. You can just look up, you just type in Gregory Inspires. And I am there. you can go to my website, www.gregoryinspires.com, www.gregoryinspires.com. You can find out more about me. You can look over my services that I provide and how we can connect and how we can work together. But follow me on all social media platforms, Instagram as well. I try to give out a lot of encouraging messages. And this is just it. People say, well, Gregory, I can follow you on Instagram and Facebook, and you're encouraging us all day. I said, but when you work with me, what you get is specificity. You get dedicated emphasis on yourself. Now, I can encourage you all day, but if you want to do the work, then I got to talk to you personally, one-on-one. So I can encourage you on Instagram and Facebook, yes. But if you want to get healing, let's talk together one-on-one.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Well, first of all, we want to thank you, of course, for being in your purpose. We want to thank you for taking time out and being here with us on Good Deeds. We only tipped the iceberg, so we got to get you to come back so we can go in more detail.
Yes.
But thank you, thank you, thank you.
It was great. I enjoyed myself. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Ooh, ladies and gentlemen, you got to replay that 5 or 6 times. That was so powerful what he said. Even the single people, you can get a jump on this now. You already got the 4 times. I mean, actually, it was plenty more tips he gave throughout. So make sure you replay, and share it with your friends and family, because we got to get our families back. And like what he just said, you actually got to do something. You know, I didn't tell him to say that, but you know, I always say that. But you know, the thing to remember, you do have a calling. You do have a reason. One, you were born, a reason that you're here right now. Do the 3 things, believe, trust, and walk it out. You got to don't stop. You got to get it. If you want to know anything about the platform we do, the radio, TV, the events coming up, the publishing company, the nonprofit organization, and me personally, please go to www.renee, which is R-E-N-E-E, Sunday, Sunday.com. And also, if you want to know about advertising and sponsorship for the things that we do, that information is there too. I love you, love you, love you. Thank you for your support. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. See you next time. Bye-bye.